Chuck and Kelly with Diane this morning. A couple of minutes with our financial analyst, Steve Boucher. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Steve. Chuck.
Hey, so, all right, let's talk 401ks first. A couple of different angles. First of all, there was, I don't know if it was a trial balloon or not, but the Republicans were floating as part of tax reform that they would curtail in a big way personal contributions to 401ks from like a max of 18 grand down to 2,400. What did you make of that?
I think it would have been mutiny. I think that if any politician were ever to touch the 401k savings plan, they would really be doing a disservice to the Americans. This is the only way people are saving. They're saving because there's an incentive for them to put money away, not be taxed on it. And most companies are matching their contributions. And to play with that means that as we grow older and get near retirement, we don't have any money to retire on because we can't rely on Social Security. The average Social Security check is about $1,000 a year. If you need more to live on than that, you'll be able to dig into your 401k savings. So I'm glad that he came out and said he doesn't plan on touching the 401k. There is nobody that should be touching the 401k. That would be such a bad thing to do.
Yeah, I know. Between, you know, I think between, for the average person, middle class person, you have, you know, mortgage deduction, you know, interest deduction, and the 401k. Those are our big tax breaks.
Absolutely. And why take that away? Because now you're affecting the middle class, and some lower income workers are trying to save for retirement. I know we do a lot of, spend a lot of time educating them. So I'm glad, you know, this is taboo. Yeah. They can't be playing around with that.
And Wall Street wasn't happy with it either. They would lose a lot of money to invest. The other thing I saw a piece in USA Today yesterday, and I think I know what you're going to say, but I want you to, but I don't want to assume anything. They were saying, you know, markets at all time highs are up around 23,000. There's going to be a correction. Maybe you should change some of your investment options in your 401k. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. I manage almost $450 million on behalf of clients, Chuck, and I tell every prospective client, I guarantee them they will lose money. I just don't know which day, which week, which month that the stock market will correct itself. With that being said, the time to get more conservative in your portfolio is while the markets are making all-time highs. The Dow closed at its 54th record high last night. This is the time when you want to make changes. If you need money to live on over the next 2 years, you should be pulling that out of the stock market now. Keep it somewhere safe so that if there is a correction, it doesn't affect your overall plan. We haven't seen volatility in quite some time. So when there is volatility, as I always say, it's your friend. When you have cash on the side that you want to put into the stock market, take advantage of that volatility.
So if you don't need the money in 10 or 20 years, then just keep playing the market, right, in your 401k?
Absolutely. I'm 60 today, and I'm 100% invested in the stock market. I love stocks as an asset class. When you think over the last 100-plus years, everything that's happened, world wars, regional wars, oil embargoes, presidential assassinations, tech bubbles, great recession, stock market has recovered from it all. You have time on your side.
But it always comes back to this, too, is that you just can't put your investments over there and forget about them and just let it roll. You really have to constantly reevaluate.
Well, sometimes, Diane, if you're invested properly in, let's say, a good stock market index, mutual fund, or ETF, then you can kind of let that go because that is the market. If you're playing around investing in individual stocks, you really have to be careful because you could shoot yourself in the foot, financially speaking. So it all depends how you're invested. But most investors, they actually make out better, Diane, by having that money sit there for years, letting it work, forgetting that it's going through the ups and downs. Because what happens is when investors panic and they have knee-jerk reactions, they sell. That's when they truly have a loss. When they don't sell, it's just a paper loss. Stock market will recover, and they forget that they lost money on paper.
You hear Steve Boucher every Saturday, noontime on WGY, 720-3333. Offices in historic downtown Troy and in Saratoga Springs, and always online, boucher.com. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Chuck. Bye, Diane.
Bye-bye.